let's tackle the ball, let's get control. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal. Let's tackle the ball, to get control. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal.
He's playing football, he's scoring first.
Score a goal, let's score a goal. I've got my feet in my football shoes. Kick it in the goal and we just can't lose.
Just score a goal, he scores a
goal. Kick the ball with your scoring shoes. I'll score a goal and you do the same. We'll definitely win this football game.
He's shooting the ball, he's scoring a goal. Score a goal, we're scoring a goal.
Welcome along to the League 2 version of the League podcast in association with the 72.co.uk, and Sam Ashu is back with us to have a look through three featured League 2 matches, and if I had a drum roll I'd play it. Sam's nap will appear in this podcast. Sam and I are both in a precarious position, having lost two naps and had one voided. Pete Farris, our championship colleague, has had two winners and one loser. So we're both on minus £20, Sam, and Pete is on plus £29.09 at the moment. We need to start reeling him in, mate. Wait till the end. We'll wait till the end for Sam's nap, but I'm confident. I'm confident this week.
Well, I said in the League One, when I think Andy Orford, Portsmouth manager, was obviously listening to last week's best bet that I put forward, because he didn't even start Jed Wallace.
Yeah.
So clearly doing it to spite us, isn't he?
Yeah, saving him he was, I think. The three matches for discussion today are York versus Wickham. It's Tranmere versus Morecambe and Cheltenham versus Hartlepool. We'll start with York versus Wickham, shall we? We'll go anti-alphabetical order. 11-8 York, 11-5 the draw, and Wickham are priced up at 2-1. It's interesting because you seem to have picked a few games where there could be goals in them here, Sam. Is that your thinking on any of these?
Yeah, well, I mean, the punter loves goals, doesn't he? Or she. And so do we, really. You know, you want as much excitement as possible. You certainly get that in the Football League. Goals, I think they're coming in all three of the games that I've picked.
Yeah.
York are yet to win this season. Not been a great start to them. Not been a great start for them. It's an interesting one, because the first three games that they had, this is including the League Cup as well, they dropped points by conceding on the 90th minute. So, you know, whilst Nigel Worthington's men are sort of known for their defensive qualities, if you like, I just wonder, you know, is his team fully fit yet? I mean, I'm sure he would disagree if he was asked that, but, you know, you just wonder, what are you doing conceding three times in a row on the 90th minute?
Mm.
So, they seem to have sorted that a little bit in the last two matches, but you know, the fact still remains, they're yet to win. That confidence won't really come until they do. Wickham, on the other hand, are coming off the back of a great result against Stevenage. They beat Stevenage 3-1, and by all accounts, it was an excellent game. I saw the highlights. It was the kind of game that you want to see from the Football League. Localish derby. Brilliant atmosphere, both fans on sort of almost on the pitch. They were that, you know, because it's sort of quite an enclosed stadium there at Stevenage, and some brilliant goals as well. Paul Hayes, I mean, the ball gets played to him. This is the Wickham striker. I think it's 1-0. They're 1-0 down at the time. He chests it, flicks it up in the air over the defender, and volleys it into the top corner. Now, if Lionel Messi does that, it goes viral, you know. It's a bit of a shame for him that, you know, for Paul Hayes, that it didn't, because it's certainly one of the best goals I've seen this season. They've got a man called Peter Murphy as well, who's signed from Accrington. Now, he's an interesting one, because he's known as a bit of a utility man. He's played a fair chunk of his career in defence, but he's making his name for himself as a bit of a midfielder. And he's now actually Wickham's top goal scorer. He's scored three goals already. He's put in some excellent performances. The manager will never... Look, he's got such a good work rate that you'll never see Gareth Ainsworth take him off before the end of the match, because he just... Well, unless he's injured, because he works so hard for the team and he's a really good acquisition for them. He's a massive 7-2 any time to score. Now, this is a man who is Wickham's top goal scorer with three goals already. 7-2 any time to score against a York team who are sort of a bit low on confidence at the moment. So I really like that one, Lee. And just one more bet out of the York-Wickham game that I do like is the draw first half and Wickham to win the second half at 9-1. Now, my reasoning for liking that one is simply going back to the fact that York have obviously conceded three times this season in the 90th minute. And whilst I don't doubt that they've got a decent defence for that league, you know, I could see this Wickham side, who have scored a few late goals themselves this season, actually sort of going in with a strong away performance, playing it out in the first half, maybe going in 0-0 at half-time, and maybe snatching a 1-0 victory in the second half. So draw first half, Wickham to win the second half at 9-1. That's actually one of my favourite bets, so I really like that one.
Mm, yeah, looks very nice, that indeed. Next up, it's Tranmere versus Morecambe. Another one with goals, you would think. The prices, first of all, for Tranmere, 13-10, 11-5 the draw, and over 2-1 for the team who sit at the top of the table. Four games, 12 points, plus six goal difference, and everything's good at Morecambe. And the games then, the 3-0 win at Dagenham, 3-2 win against Newport County at home. They won 1-0 against Oxford and beat Cambridge 2-1. So yeah, plenty of goals being scored, and there's a few different players who are among them. This was my nap last week when I went for Padraig Armand to score, but he didn't play. One other player who's been bagging goals, and the man who got both of them against Cambridge, was Paul Mullen. He's got 3-3 now. As for Tranmere, well, they're 15th with 4 points from their four games. Three of them came at Wickham and one came in the opening weekend, a draw against York. They've also lost at Shrewsbury and lost at home to Cheltenham. But even those games were 2-1s and 3-2s. Goals again.
I mean, we spoke about the Tranmere-Cheltenham game last week, and I did tip Cheltenham to actually go on and win that one, and they went 2-0 down, and I think it was 2-0 at half time, so it wasn't looking too good, but Cheltenham actually managed to turn it around and beat Tranmere. And one of my main reasons for doing that was actually because of Tranmere's home record. They're not huge fans of playing at home at the moment. They've drew at home to York on the opening day of the season. They then lost to a decent Nottingham Forest side at home, and then they've lost to Cheltenham. So now they're playing Morecambe at home. I mean, it's possibly the worst time to play Morecambe, because Morecambe are top of the league. They're banging in goals. They've won all four of their matches so far. And I can't really see it changing at the moment, if I'm being honest. I mean, that match that they had to Cheltenham was a bit of a crazy one. They conceded 3 goals in 6 minutes in the second half. And, by all accounts, the fans weren't too pleased. So you've not exactly got a positive vibe at their stadium at the moment. So, meanwhile, Morecambe are obviously doing really well. Jim Bentley's kept a lot of his players from last season, which is a bold move. Whether it was financial or not, not too sure, but he's clearly seen something in the players that he's had. I mean, if you look at their sort of front five, if you like, they've got, like you say, Padraig Almond, they've got Jack Redshaw, and they've got Paul Mullen and Kevin Ellison, who are both sort of midfielders by trade, but they've scored 7 between them already. So if the goals are coming midfield, as well as the likes of Almond and Redshaw, who scored, I think it was 11 goals and 8 goals last season, there's goals coming in from everywhere there. And it's interesting because I was looking at the League 2 promotion odds, and Morecambe are still 12 favourites to go up.
Yeah.
They're 6-1 to go up. This is a team that have won all four of their matches, scoring goals left, right and centre. And still they're 12 favourites, so the bookies aren't having any of it. Okay, fair enough. Do I think they're going to actually win the league? Possibly not. I think that Portsmouth have got an extremely strong squad this season.
It's a bit like Leyton Orient last year, isn't it? People kept thinking they were going to fall off the edge of a cliff, but they didn't really, did they?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, you're completely right.
They were still there and thereabouts.
But then in contrast, you've actually got Tranmere, ironically, who had an amazing start to League One the season before last, and then did drop off, and then obviously got promoted. So teams can drop off after a good start, but I don't think Morecambe will. I think they've got too many goals in them. And I think Jim Bentley is an excellent young manager. So, Morecambe at 6-1 to be promoted at this stage of the season already looks like a very good bet. Yeah. But I think Padraig Almond will come back in the side, Lee, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Morecambe are going to score goals again. I'm almost certain of that. I think him anytime and Morecambe to win at 4-1. I really like that one. As I said, I think he'll be back in the side. I think they'll be banging in the goals. And I think Tranmere are just too nervy at home at the moment. I think the fact that they sort of threw that 2-0 victory proves that to us, really.
Yeah. What's your bet in that one, then?
I'm going Padraig Almond anytime to score anytime, yeah, and the Morecambe win at 4-1.
Very
nice.
That
just gives you a bit more value in the Morecambe victory.
Yeah, fair dues. The final game that we'll preview in League 2 is the match between Cheltenham and Hartlepool. 11-10 Cheltenham, 23-10 the draw, and Hartlepool are priced up at 5-2. Cheltenham are third, Hartlepool are 19th. Hartlepool have just registered their first win of the season. That was at Wimbledon. Before that, they'd lost all five games, all four games, in the league and in the cup. They lost 6-2 to Port Vale in the cup and hadn't scored a goal in the in League Two before beating Wimbledon. Cheltenham, obviously third, they've been going much better. Their loss to Brighton in the cup has been their only loss so far this season. Which way are you going on this one? The home team look a pretty tasty price, really, given Hartlepool's recent form.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I'm all over Cheltenham for this one, Lee. Okay, Hartlepool, they won their last match, but you've actually got to go back all the way back to February when they've won two in a row. You know, the last two times that they've had victories, they've then gone on barren spells. I think the last time that they had a victory, they ended up losing something like 5 or 6 in a row, and the time before that, they lost 5 out of 6 or something like that. So it doesn't bode too well for them, actually, that they've... I mean, I know they had to win at some stage, but if you're going by that record, they're in for another torrid run. Maybe I'm being a bit too negative there now that they're in League Two, but, you know, I don't think that they've got a lot of goal scorers in them, and I think that's going to be the main problem for them this year. Good to see Marlon Harewood get on the score sheet, the former West Ham striker at the weekend. That'll bode well for the Hartlepool fans, but you know, I wouldn't say that he's a consistent striker really at any level, to be honest. So if they're relying on him this year, you know, that could just show you the sort of problems that they've got. Meanwhile, Cheltenham, I mean, yeah, Cheltenham are ticking along really well, third in the league now. Incredible match, like we've just talked about, against Tranmere. And they're playing some really good football. Kobe Arthur now, I mean, I did mention him last week on the podcast. I mean, he's come on every... I mean, he's not started any game this season for Cheltenham in the league, but he's come on, and twice, two of the times that he's come on, he's managed to score. So, you know, he came on just after they scored their first goal in the 3-2 win against Tranmere. And, you know, he really turned the game for them. He helped them sort of get that victory, if you like. He got a goal. I think he got an assist as well. So he came on for Terry Gunnell, who didn't really feature that much in the game. And I think Kobe Arthur's actually deserved to a place in the starting 11. He's 6-4 any time, and that might be worth a shout. They're doing really well, Cheltenham. They're averaging around about 10 shots a game. Seven out of their 8 wins have been to nil against Hartlepool. So, you know, this is a Hartlepool team that don't score too many, and a Cheltenham team that, like, you know, when they do win, They'd like to win to nil against Hartlepool. So Cheltenham to win to nil at 11-5. I like that.
Yeah, I really do. Yeah,
otherwise, Cheltenham are evens, which, you know, like you say, is good value. But I think
they're even bigger than that now. They've gone up to 11-10 now. So,
oh crikey,
it's the right side of even money. I think that's if they're still 11-10 when you. It's one of those bets where if they're odds against at home, I don't even think you need the over 2.5 to give you more value.
No,
I completely agree. It does look a standout bet, that 11-10.
Yeah.
Good pick, that one. So I've done my nap selection in League One, which on the League One podcast, I'll tell you here. Not that you should be clamouring over yourself to back it, given my record so far, but I've gone over 2.5 goals in Yeovil Barnsley. Pete's championship nap is on the championship podcast. Can't tell you that because I haven't recorded it at this stage. Sam, your nap is going to be in League Two. I've got a little inkling what I think it might be, but
go on, have a guess.
No, Cheltenham.
It is. You're spot on. It's Cheltenham. As I said,
just to win, or are you going to go with
it? Just to win, Lee. That is how badly I feel that I need my.
No, that's a fine bet. That's not
my first.
That's
my
fine.
First nap win.
If that lands, that's £21 back. That's plenty. That's fine.
It's not bad, is it? Really?
It's all right.
I mean,
with your stake, obviously.
You've got to remember, this is a Cheltenham side that is third in the league. They're in the automatic spots now, so ticking along really nicely. I think they'll get a win. Whether it's an absolute thrashing or not, I don't know. I could see a 1 or 2 nil there, and that's why I put out the win to nil.
So, yeah, fair enough.
Cheltenham will do well here.
Nice one, Sam. I'm confident for you. I really am. I think that's a really nice bet, that one. Sam Ashu, of course, from the72.co.uk. Make sure you check out all the articles this week and all the match reports as well. Plenty going on the website. And if you're a fan of any club in the Football League, you'll have you've got your own page there as well. You'll find this podcast there alongside the League One and Championship versions. If you want to download it anywhere else, you can go to Audioboo. You can also go to the William Hill page as well, which is williamhill.com/podcasts. If you prefer to do no work whatsoever and let the podcast come to you, then just subscribe via iTunes, and every week all our football podcasts will be downloaded for you on your tablet, on your phone, or on your PC. Sam, thanks for your time, mate. We'll be hearing you on InPlay Radio. I think you're on Saturday and next Tuesday as well, so look out for Sam on inplayradio.co.uk as well. Cheers, Sam. Thanks for your time, mate.
No problem. I think I'm going to be a Cheltenham fan for this weekend then.
Cheltenham. Cheers, Sam. Thanks a lot. If you're having a bet on any of the League Two games this weekend, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.